gentlemen, Ed Bousman, Lynchburg, Ohio, and the God Is Just a Prayer Away radio broadcast. It is written, all the churches of Christ salute you. It is written, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. It is written, behold, a door opened in heaven. And the first voice that I heard, a voice as of a trumpet, speaking with me. It is written, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. It is written, blow the trumpet in Zion. It is written, he shall send forth his angels with the great sound of a trumpet.
For God is just a prayer away.
Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we all shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Thanks be unto God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 10,000 times 10,000, in sparkling raiment bright, the armies of the ransomed saints throng up the steeps of light. 'Tis finished, all is finished, their fight with death and sin. Fling open wide the pearly gates and let the victors in. Oh, what a rush of hallelujahs fills all the earth and sky. What ringing of a thousand harps bespeaks the triumph nigh. O day for which creation and all its tribes were made. O joy for all its former woes, a thousandfold repaid. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this message from God's Word entitled, I Can Hear the Trumpet Sound Within My Soul. There is an old spiritual song that tells us, steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. I ain't got long to stay here. My Lord calls me. He calls me by the thunder. The trumpet sounds within my soul. I ain't got long to stay here. The sound of the trumpet has always had a certain sound of urgency. The well-known gospel song says, he hath sounded forth a trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the souls of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift my soul to answer him, be jubilant my feet. Our God is marching on. There is something within all human beings that longs for something beyond this life. Call it what you will, the trumpet sounds within my soul. The Apostle John must have heard the trumpet sound within his soul in the first chapter of Revelation when he said, and I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, what thou seest, write in a book, and send to the seven churches. There were two things John was required to do when he heard the sound of a trumpet. Number one, he was told to write what he heard in a book. That is what he did. Today we call it the Book of Revelation. It was not Revelations plural, but it was Revelation singular. The message he was to write was a revelation from Jesus Christ. The same thing is true for all the apostles wrote. Paul said, I make known unto you, brethren, the gospel which I preached unto you, that it is not after man, neither did I receive it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came to me by a revelation of Jesus Christ. All 100 chapters that Paul wrote could be called the book of Revelation. Jesus told the 11 apostles before he went to the cross, the Holy Spirit, when he has come, will bring to your remembrance all things that I said unto you. The whole New Testament is a revelation of God, and God, through his providence, has seen to it that we have his revealed word today. Remember also how the Apostle Peter said, the holy men spake from of old as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The book that was written is the Bible, and the Bible alone, there is none other. The second thing John was told to do after he wrote what he saw in the book was to send it to the churches of Asia, unto the church at Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea, and all the churches included all the churches of the 21st century. That is what he did. However, after the churches in the 21st century received the revelation that God, through his grace and providence, has given to us, an unusual thing has happened. Most of the members of the churches who have received the book of God have never read it. It is almost entirely, if not altogether, ignored. They never read it because they say they have no time. They have time to look at television 4 hours a day, but no time to read the Word of God that was written in a book. People always find time to do what they want to do. No one will admit it. But the real reason they do not read the Word of God is because they don't want to. There is nothing in the book God gave that is any interest to them. The trumpet of the Word of God has been muted for the many and no longer sounds within their souls. Then there is a sound of the trumpet in Revelation 4. After these things, I saw, and behold, a door opened in heaven, and the first voice that I heard, a voice as of a trumpet, speaking with me, one saying, come up hither, then I will show thee the things that shall come to pass hereafter. Straightway, I was in the Spirit. John said, the voice of the trumpet spake unto me. It was a personal message. Ladies and gentlemen, the message of the Word of God is always a personal message from heaven. The message of the cross and the resurrection is God's word to you, not somebody else. God has a lot to say to you. Now, when John received this personal message, he said he was in the Spirit. That may be the real reason many in the church today do not read the Bible. The reason is they don't want to and have no interest because they are not in the Spirit. Those who are spiritual will not be able to refrain from spending time with the Word of God. Perhaps I should not say they are not spiritual altogether, because they do listen to the preacher and have a second-hand knowledge of the message from heaven. Someone asked one lady what she believed. She said, I believe what my preacher believes. Well, what does your preacher believe? She said, my preacher believes what I believe. Well, what do you and your preacher believe? She said, we both believe the same thing. Are you satisfied with a hand-me-down religion? Is it possible that such a person could ever hear the trumpet sound within their souls? Then the prophet Amos asked this question in the 3rd chapter of the book of Amos. He said, shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? This was the sound of the trumpet that signified danger. New York is the place where the city of America is defined. The sound of the trumpet was heard in New York on 9/11. All America heard the sound of the trumpet in the city and was afraid. The trumpet sounded within the soul of every American. We knew on that day that we were not as safe as we thought. We knew then that what happened there could happen anywhere, anytime. Many lost their jobs. Thousands were killed. People who had not thought of God before were aware of their need. The trumpet had sounded in the city. I saw a sign on one place of business that said, "Lord, get us through this." Yes, the economy suffered. Several asked me how much it affected the support of this ministry. They expected me to say that we were having a hard time. Ladies and gentlemen, 9/11 had the opposite effect. People thought about God. People supported this ministry as never before. There was a spurt in the giving to keep this broadcast on the air. Things were so good, we took on 2 new radio stations. People were thinking about God as never before because the trumpet had sounded in the city, and they were afraid. However, in about 6 months, the extra giving stopped, and we dropped one of those new radio stations. It was back to business as usual. For one brief, shining moment, it looked like a time of national repentance, and then it was all over. The trumpet sound of danger ahead is heard every time as individuals we are faced with danger. We are afraid. We face our mortality by the death of a loved one. The doctor says you have cancer. You need a bypass operation, an automobile or plane wreck. We hear it many times of danger. And the trumpet sounds within our soul. Then the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory over sin and death. Death has a sting to it. Paul says the sting of death is sin. That's why nobody wants to die. It is because death has a sting. And what is the sting? The sting is sin. We know we have sinned. We know we have broken the laws of God. When you look upon the face of the most gifted and sainted corpse you ever saw, you can see the marks of sin on his face. It was sin that killed that person. Sin killed my parents. Sin will kill you. Sin will kill me. Sin will kill every member of your church. Sin killed the preacher who inspired me to preach the word. Sin will kill your husband. Sin will kill your wife. But for the Christian, there is victory. When we hear the trumpet sound at the Lord's return, this vile body will be changed. And as John says, we shall see him as he is, and we shall be made like him. Thanks be unto God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The prospect of that eternal home in that eternal body makes the trumpet sound within our souls. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. What an urgent sound the trumpet has in Isaiah 58. Listen to the strident tones of the prophet Isaiah when he declares, "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. We seldom hear a sermon today that has the sound of a trumpet. The trumpet has been muted, and as Paul said to the Corinthians, if the trumpet has an uncertain voice, who shall prepare himself for war? Evidently, Paul thought there was a war going on, a battle for the souls of men. Hear him as he says, put on the whole armor of God. Fight the good fight of the faith, lay hold on the life eternal. Then again, the weapons of our warfare, he said, are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds, and the casting down of every high thing in imagination that is exalted against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity unto the obedience of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, the church is a battleground, not a playground. We have not been called to a frolic. We have been called to a fight. We have not been called to a parade. We have been called to a pilgrimage. We have not been called to a circus. We have been called to a crusade. Lift up your voice as a trumpet. The trumpet today sounds a mixed message. The trumpet does not sound charge. It sounds more like taps. In the military, taps means it's time to go to sleep. Some preachers maintain that sin should never be mentioned from the pulpit. It has a negative effect. It makes people feel bad. They think that sin has to be bleeped out of the Bible vocabulary. Bleep it out. What about that verse that says, the soul that bleeps, it shall die? Or this one, the wages of bleep is death. Then there is, arise and be baptized and wash away thy bleeps. Of course, we should not leave out this one. All have bleeped and fall short of the glory of God. And never forget how Jesus said, except ye believe in me, ye shall die in your bleeps. The pulpit needs to lift up his voice and cry aloud regarding national sins. Cry aloud regarding abortion. Cry aloud regarding sexual perversion. Cry aloud regarding people living together without marriage. These three areas fall within the teaching of Jesus when he said in Luke 16, they justify themselves in the sight of men regarding these sins. That which is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Listen to the television and the radio, both in the news and in programming, and all three of the areas of sin are justified by sophisticated actors and news programs. The Apostle John said in John 12, they love the glory of men more than the glory of God. The gentle Jesus himself, the Good Shepherd, underscores the need of the trumpet sound in the pulpit today when he said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. After he said it, he repeated it again 2 verses later. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. The sound of the trumpet is no longer heard in the souls of men. And when some faithful preacher does sound the trumpet loud and clear and cries against sin, he is regarded as a rather quaint person, somewhat like the nursery rhyme, and people look upon such a preacher and jeer as they chant, little boy blue, come blow your horn, the sheep's in the meadow and the cow's in the corn. Nobody takes repentance seriously anymore. God is love, and that means he will save everybody, so don't sweat it. They are stone deaf. They cannot hear the sound of the trumpet within their depraved souls. Then there is the blowing of the trumpet in Zion. In the 2nd chapter of Joel, the prophet said, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a feast, call a solemn assembly. This call for repentance in the Old Testament situation finds greater fulfillment for another solemn assembly 800 years later on Mount Zion on the day of Pentecost. Peter referred to Joel's prophecy in the second chapter of that day, in the second chapter of Acts, when he explained what happened as fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. There is no place today where the gospel trumpet has a more uncertain sound than here. False prophets seem to vie with each other as to why Peter did not mean what he said when he declared to those who inquired what to do for forgiveness of sins. In that first gospel sermon after the Lord ascended, Peter explained how Jesus died on the cross for our sins and arose from the dead and sat down exalted at the right hand of the Father until he makes his enemies the footstool of his feet. When the thousands heard what they had done, they were pricked in their hearts and cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Peter said unto them, "Repent ye, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Thousands of world-class scholars in all versions of the New Testament have translated it the same way, the right way. However, one false prophet explained it this way in the footnotes of one of those popular study Bibles. He says, Acts 2:38 could be transmitted and translated this way. He said, "Repent for the remission of sins, and then be baptized." It is sufficient answer to say, if Peter meant it that way, he would have said it that way. That statement of Peter has been in the second chapter of Acts for 2,000 years. And it will be there until that day when the trumpet sounds within your soul on the day of judgment. Last of all, we consider that the sound of the trumpet someday will call us home. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we that are alive, that are left, shall together with them be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then again, another statement by the Lord himself when he said regarding his return in Matthew 24, "Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send forth his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. The trumpet will sound, but the angel will have another duty to perform besides that when the Lord comes. Not only will they gather the righteous together as they meet the Lord in the air, but Jesus told a parable about a great net that was let down into the sea and gathered of every kind, and they gathered the good in the vessels and the bad they cast away. So shall it be in the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the righteous and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth." It won't be long before the trumpet sounds for us. Should the Lord delay his coming, his return, for yet 1,000 years, it won't make any difference, because we will all have a personal encounter with the Son of God at the end of our lives, either as a lost sinner or as one of the elect. Somewhere many years ago, I read an old legend where someone asked the devil what he missed the most about heaven. The devil is supposed to have replied, "I miss the sound of the trumpets in the morning." It is well for the Christian to remember on that great getting up morning, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved on earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder. I'll be there. And I think, as Christians, if we listen carefully, there may be times when in anticipation we can say, I hear the trumpet sound within my soul. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to another God is Just a Prayer Away radio broadcast brought to you each week at the same time by Churches of Christ and Christian churches who are concerned about your soul's salvation. The address, Ed Bousman, Bousman, Post Office Box 511, Lynchburg, Ohio 45142. Only as you reach back to us with your letters of support can we reach out to you with the gospel as it was preached in the days of the apostles. The address again, Ed Bousman, Post Office Box 511, Lynchburg, Ohio 45142. Check out our website, edbousman.org. Praise the Lord, pass the ammunition, tell somebody, somehow and in some way, that God is just a prayer away.